Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back.
It's fine, the business thrives.
That's Yvonne. Clearly one of the best songs of all time. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Bob Bly is our guest. Robert W. Bly is the name on the book. Foolproof Marketing, The Digital Marketing Handbook. Don't wear a cowboy hat unless you're a cowboy. Just gives you an idea, folks, of some of the great things that that Bob has produced. And Bob, I want to give you a shout out. I know you didn't know I was going to do this. You didn't ask me to, but folks, he's written a book, I guess it's a biography. I guess that's what you would call it. Charles Proteus Steinmetz.
Who was
a contemporary, and a justified contemporary of Tesla and Edison. And I'm not going to go into all the details because I want folks to know about it, but I'm just proud of you for doing this work. This is really excellent work that you did here.
Well, you know, that's my next to marketing, science is my great interest, so I really have a lot of fun doing it.
So I want to tell you about it, folks. Check it out now. Is it Amazon on your website? Where is it?
It's on Amazon. It's Charles Proteus Steinmetz, The Electrical Wizard of Schenectady by Robert Bly, B-L-Y.
There you go. So check that out, folks, and we might get next time you're here, Bob, we'll schedule a segment just to talk about this. I'm interested in it.
I'd love it. He's a passion.
So remind me next time you're on. We'll do that. So I want to get back to video because this is really an important topic. What about the whiteboard sketch videos? Do they work?
They did for a long time. First, in the early days of video, we did a lot of, whiteboard sketch videos. Those are the ones where, a stick figure or a black and white line drawing, mm-hmm. what they're talking about, appears on the screen. And I use them, and they especially work well in short two-minute videos on landing pages. They will increase conversions on landing pages, but the market is getting
or if you're like me and you have a face for radio, that always helps to have a stick figure to replace you.
Exactly, but really, nowadays we're finding that because we can measure constantly, you can always measure both the results and the viewership of a video that we're moving toward more video production quality, good color photography, some MP4. Live video because and we don't know why, but things change. When I wrote my first video in the late 70s, my boss said, videos have to be broadcast quality. That's what the viewer expects. Then in between that, with the internet, everybody was doing things homemade, and that wasn't a requirement anymore. It's swinging back toward quality video production.
I don't think that's an important thing to point out for small businesses to get hung up on the quality of the production. It's got to be adequate. They got to be able to see what you're doing. It's got to be clear. But if it's a little bit grainy, if the lighting isn't perfect, as long as there's enough lighting, in my opinion, that's more authentic. I think authenticity is more important, because what I worry about, Bob, is that small businesses will think, wow, if I've got to do all this perfect stuff, I don't have the equipment, I don't have the time. And all I want them to do is to say, I've got 90 seconds, I can knock this out and put it up. But the one thing that is important is the sound. Folks, if you're going to fuss over anything, in my opinion, Bob, if you're going to fuss over anything as a doing your own production, the sound, you got to be well heard. What do you think?
I think the quality should be good. Audio and video, and the sound is more important.
Yeah, but don't you see what I mean about putting too much pressure on a small business owner to worry about the quality? Isn't it more important to get the video done than if they're gonna put it off because they're worried about the quality?
Well, that's a broader issue. It's more important what's more important is to get it done than to be perfect. Michael J. Fox, the actor, said, I don't try for perfection. I strive for excellence.
Excellence. That's exactly difference. Right. We talk about that around here all the time. So here's a question for you. Do you see the day, maybe in our lifetime, when everything that we approach customers with will be video? 100% no writing.
Absolutely.
No writing, literally just action on a screen.
No, and the quick answer is there are four modes of human learning, and you know what they are. They're listening, mm-hmm. audio, watching, video, experiential, doing it, and then reading. And different people have a different – everybody has a different preferred mm-hmm. mode, so it's never going to be
– you're still thinking like a baby boomer. I mean, I wonder about these newer generations. I mean, they're locked in on these screens. They're walking to buy a pair of underwear, reading about it watching a video about it on YouTube. I mean, what do you think?
Well, people say, yeah, the millennials and they're not even young anymore. The generation after that,
right.
You know, they don't read, they watch video. And I say two words to disprove that: Harry Potter.
Well said. Okay, I knew he'd have an answer, folks, and I thought it. And he, I knew it might even be a little smart alecky. Hey, good job, Bob. Well done. I'm glad you disproved all that. Hey, bly.com, right? BLY.com.
That's bly.com.
Will you come back soon?
Anytime.
And
I love
congratulations
it.
On the Steinmetz book, folks. Charles Proteus Steinmetz. That's his new book. You'll find it fascinating, especially if you like the history of electricity, which I do. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.